Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
In the Gospel for today, we read what happened after Jesus was debating with the Pharisees, telling them that they were judging things poorly in the case of the adulterous woman, and that they needed to believe in him to find salvation. Some of the listeners did believe in him, but it seems that they entered the kingdom somewhat like the older brother of the parable, not with the heart of children, but with the heart of slaves. So this section today is devoted to this issue, the need to find a deeper conversion in order to be free. The first type of slavery that Jesus came to free us from is the slavery to sin. But then, even when someone is not living in any open sin or state of rebellion, they can keep those rebellious tendencies in their hearts unchallenged, even while doing the right things externally. And this seemed to be the case of Jesus' listeners. As soon as he confronted them with their intentions, they reacted angrily. They were not God's children, but slaves. That is, they lived in God's house reluctantly, but their spontaneous tendencies were not in agreement with the Father's heart. Jesus explained that when someone has been purified of every evil tendency, and they have achieved great closeness with the Father, they will want to stay close to God gladly and on their own initiative, not because of fear of punishment or because of some interest. Whereas those who are not yet children may remain in the house externally for a while, but in a time of crisis they will run away. They still experience being with the Father as slavery, because their hearts have not been fully purified. They are still carried away by pride, bitterness, anger, distrust, jealousy, and the like. This is our default situation too. Many of our spontaneous reactions go in direct opposition to God's will, and so we may not feel completely free. But if Jesus sets us free, that is, if he forms our heart in such a way that our spontaneous reactions go in the right direction, then we will experience a new freedom. So what do you find most striking in the freedom and identity of Christ? Does this gospel help you detect any roots of sin in your heart? What is Jesus asking you to do so you can live in greater freedom?